Ours to Protect on iRadio.
Did you know that in 2020, Ireland generated 1.12 million tonnes of packaging waste? This would fill the Aviva Stadium to the roof almost 70 times. This was the fourth year in a row that Ireland's packaging waste generation exceeded 1 million tonnes. So at O'Hara's food courts in ATU Sligo and Letterkenny campuses, they wanted to play their part in cutting down waste. I caught up with Des Fall from ATU Sligo to tell us the work they have done to cut down their waste.
Okay, so I'm the general manager of the Sligo campus, and we run both the catering operations in both Letterkenny and Sligo, but I'm solely responsible for the Sligo one. I suppose because we're now a university, that we're trying to take the lead on being more responsible and essentially more sustainable. The amount of people we feed here on a daily basis is like feeding a small town. So you can imagine the waste that we had generated in the past. And we just took some simple steps initially to get rid of some single-use items, in particular like the sauce sachets and little bits and pieces like that. And then we said we're going to just make the investment and go much bigger, because we're throwing away thousands of disposable coffee cups every week. And because people aren't really going anywhere but within the campus with the coffee cups, they go straight from ours, last 15 minutes and go straight into the bin, and then that has to go back in recycling. So we're generating this massive waste every single week and every single day. And we said we have to do something about it. So yeah, we took the steps to make us greener, basically.
It's not like people are taking these coffee cups into their car. They're literally probably only taking 10 steps and putting them straight in the bin.
Yeah, they all go within a couple of hundred yards or a couple of hundred metres of here. That's it. And they don't go any further.
In 6 months, ATU Sligo and Letterkenny campuses, along with O'Hara's, removed in excess 250,000 single-use plastics from their food courts. And as Des said, they've removed all single-use cups. Des Fall from ATU Sligo now tells us the alternatives they offer.
Well, we had a discussion before pre-COVID with this company called To Go Cups. They're an Irish company, and fortunately for us, and it's a good news story, they've moved the manufacturing of these cups to Ireland. So they were previously imported, but now the green miles or the air miles on them is a lot less. So they're coming from the east coast of Ireland to come straight over to us. So it's basically a cup deposit scheme, essentially. So we charge you €2 initially for the cup. You can give the cup back to us and we give you €2 back, or you can exchange that cup for a clean cup. So the €2, you only ever pay €2 once. But again, it's not a fee, it's just basically like a rental.
With their To Go Cup scheme, ATU Sligo and Letterkenny campuses have saved 1,700 paper cups going to waste each week. But Des, have you seen any other benefits?
Absolutely. Because we monitor our waste we take it quite seriously now. So we had initially two large 1,100 litre black general waste bins and two of our recycling bins, because how we do it on the canteen floor, because they take 560. So our team on the floor segregate quite carefully into compostable, recyclable, or general. So we were trying to get our general down to as low as we can. So instead of having four full bins of general waste a week, we actually down to two now. And we've increased the amount of recycling because we're actually segregating ourselves.
And what has the reaction been like from students? Because majority of those are under, say, the age of 25. Have they adapted quite well to this?
They have. I suppose you have another option. You don't have to pay your €2. You can actually get a ceramic mug as an alternative. So again, you can use a ceramic mug hundreds and hundreds of times before it needs to be replaced rather than the single use. So you have the option of using a ceramic mug with no charge, or give us a €2 deposit. So, and it's been fine. And they get it. They get it now. You still get some visitors into campus kind of looking for a takeaway coffee. You have to explain how our system works. But like the cup itself is quite attractive, and it's a really good value €2 cup if you want to take away.
A bit of a souvenir as well that you can look back in 10 years' time being like, oh, I got that in college one day.
Yeah, well, you see it was on the news recently that Killarney are introducing it. They're paying 20 of the local cafes and some of the local hotels are adopting the same cup that we're using. So you'll see more and more of these throughout the country as they're introduced. So it's a good idea. It's more about sustainability. And because they're a good quality cup, they're not something you're going to throw away, even though the charge is quite low at €2. They're throwing away thousands of these cups a week. Thousands. I mean, just they're used for 10, 15 minutes and they're gone. It's just so wasteful. As I say, because we're a university, we have to be we have to lead out on this. And we've worked well with the estates department here in the ATU. because they're delighted now because their bins aren't filling up with our coffee cups. You know, so it's a win-win all around for the whole campus.
So there you have it. One small step that keeps the whole campus happy. To listen back to this or previous episodes, head over to iradio.ie/arstoprotect and contact us on arstoprotect@iradio.ie.
Airs to Protect, brought to you by iRadio, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with a television licence fee. Check out arstoprotect.ie for more info.